Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He goes on to say, verse 19, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Glorify God in your body, is that right? With your body. Go right on over to the 10th chapter. And we'll come back to the 9th, I think, but go to the 10th chapter on that thought. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Verse 31 of chapter 10:31. He said, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. What you do with your body matters. Whether you eat or whether you drink, do all to the glory of God. Brother Hagin said one time a man came to him, wanted to be contentious. He said, you show me in the Bible where it says thou shalt not smoke and I'll quit. He said, well, I don't know of a verse that says thou shalt not smoke. He said, that's what I thought. He said, nor does it say thou shalt not snort cocaine. Nor does it say thou shalt not shoot heroin. He said, it does say whatever you do, whether you eat or you drink, whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. He said, so this is between you and God. He said, just do this. He said, every time you pull out your cigarette, he said, you light it up and you said, Lord, I'm doing this to your glory. And smoke it to the glory of God. Or if you're drinking a fifth of whiskey, you know, same thing. Lord, I'm drinking this Jim Beam or Old Crow or whatever it is to your glory. I'm taking this slug for you. And if you're cool with that in your heart and you think, yeah, I can do that to the glory of God, that's between you and the Lord. You know. Now, there's a lot of folks that say, well, I want to quit this or that, but I can't. Quit saying that. First off, quit saying that. And now if you say, well, I like to chew. I like to dip. I like to smoke. Great. Come on to church. We love you. Just don't spit on the floor.
Amen.
I know you can love God and chew. I used to. Back many, many years ago, as a teenager, I tried it out, turned green, but I loved God. I just doing something that, you know, I figured out later I shouldn't do. And there's a lot of people smoke that love God. It don't mean you don't love God. And there's people that do, you know, things that are illegal, that they, in their heart, they love God. Now, they may be deceived and they may be weak in their spirit. But I understand that. And we know us, we don't preach against stuff all the time. Right? We preach for something. Right? And if you know somebody and they say, well, I don't want to come to church because I'm doing this or I'm doing that, tell them, no. You heard Brother Keith say specifically, come on. You're doing drugs. This is exactly where you ought to be. Right? Yeah. Well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Well, you sure enough need to be here.
Yeah.
We love you. Yeah. We're going to help you.
Right.
We're not going to condemn you.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So, well, I'm still doing it. Okay. Just keep coming. And the main thing is don't quit God. Stay with God. Right?
Right.
He knows your heart. He loves you. Amen.
Amen.
And if you'll keep feeding yourself and exercising your faith, you'll get stronger and stronger and stronger. And you get to the place where what seemed like you couldn't do, you can do. Amen? And you'll get free. But it's a shame that people run from God. It's a shame. Every Sunday, how many people pass by churches because they feel like they're not good enough to go in? Ah, man, a fellow like me ought not be in there. You're the very fellow that ought to be in there. Right? Amen. Christ died for the ungodly. Right?
Yeah.
Ungodly. That's why he came. So anyway, whatever you eat or whatever you drink, whatever you do, do it how? To the glory of God. Amen? In fact, just turn back a few pages to Romans. The 14th chapter. Just a few pages in my Bible. Romans 14. No, I don't know anywhere where it says, thou shalt not do meth. Thou shalt not snort cocaine. But it certainly says this, whatever you do, do to the glory of God. And it says this in Romans 14 and 23. Romans 14, 23. He that doubts is damned. That means condemned. If he eats, because he eats not how? Of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. If you do something doubting, then it's sin to you. What do you mean? I don't know if this is okay or not, or I just feel bad about this. Well, you don't have to have a verse that says, thou shalt not. If your heart bothers you about it and you go on and do it anyway, to you, it is sin. Listen to the other translation. The Amplified says it like this. Whatever is done without a conviction of its approval by God is sinful. Did you hear that? Whatever is done without a conviction of its approval by God is sinful. What is sin? Sin is displeasing God. Sin is disobeying God. That's what it is. Everything we do, we ought to be checking our heart and checking the word. Lord, does this please you? Does this please you? And if we have the sense in us that it doesn't please him, that's all we ought to have to know. Quit it. Change it. Right? If he's not happy with it, we got no business with it. Right?
Amen.
Every day. Not about man's rules and do's and don'ts. Not about what everybody else thinks you ought to do with your life. Check your heart every day. Lord, are you pleased with me on this? And if you live close to him, when you do something that displeases him, you'll know it. You'll know it right on the inside. Your heart will bother you. Well, now, if you go on and keep doing it, you are sinning. Did you hear me? Because you have a conviction in your heart that it displeases God. And if you just push on and keep doing it, don't you get technical and talk about gray areas. To you, it's sin. Right? So what's the objective? To live in such a way that every day, you, as far as you know, God's pleased with what you're doing. Right? As far as you know, everything you're doing, he's happy with. It's acceptable to him. And you know, some things will adjust as you grow. Looking back on my life, you know, decades ago, I was doing some things that didn't even bother me much. But then after I grew a while, I looked back and thought, man, why was I doing that? You know, but I didn't see it. But I grew, and then I realized that didn't please God, and so I changed it. It's not a matter of pleasing your preacher or pleasing your church. It's a matter of pleasing your God. Right? Amen. If you're making him happy, you're certainly okay with me. Now go back to the 9th chapter and let's read this verse, chapter 9 of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 9, our text that we've read again and again, verse 27. 1 Corinthians 9, 27 says, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. I keep my body under control. I keep my body under submission to what? To the man on the inside. To the spirit. Must you control your flesh? Can it cost you if you don't? Even the Apostle Paul said, if I don't control my body, if I don't keep my body under control, it could cause me to become disqualified. Well, that's a serious thing. No. How many people, it's sad. I know of preachers right now, hadn't been in the ministry for 20 years because they didn't control their flesh. They messed up. And now they're too condemned to try to preach or get up in front of people. And the thing is, God's forgiven them, but a lot of times people don't forget. Right? And people say, well, you know, I don't care what people think. Well, that's easy to say. Yeah. But if nobody wants to come across the road to hear you, it will affect your ministry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And not just with preachers, with everybody. Right? If people don't have confidence in you, it will affect you in life. So it's better to just not yield in the first place. We've been talking about this for some weeks, and let me review just a little bit some of the things that we have mentioned. Keys to reaching your physical goals. Number one, we said grace and truth. You know, Phyllis and I were talking a while back on her, you know, reaching her goal. I mean, for years, dear me, years, it was a thorn in her side. I'm telling you, a lot of talking and a lot of praying and a lot of crying for many years about this weight thing. And she's lost 52 or 3 pounds. I mean, dear me. And shaped up and, you know, glory to God. And, you know, we were talking the other day and she said, you know, how did it happen? Well, there's some things she did, but she said, just the grace of God. And that's the truth. The grace of God. It's not by works. Now, there's some things we can do, but why are some people successful and others are not? The grace of God. So He gets the glory. Right? Because I'm telling you, you know, it's not all about your works. I mean, there's people, bless their hearts, that have worked themselves silly and just, you know, struggle and spend all kind of money and just worse shape than they were before they started. But by the grace of God, you can change things and adjust things and not take us one step forward and four back. Just progress and progress. Everybody say the grace.
Grace.
The grace of God. That's what you're depending on, not your superior intellect, not your superior grit, not your amazing willpower. Did you hear me? Because that'll let you down at some point. What are we relying on? What's going to enable us to reach our full goals? The grace of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Victorious Over the Flesh, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R227. That's R227. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.